that.
You saw that? Everybody saw that? Yeah, that's embarrassing. You know what? We were warming up, and Brian Cushing and J.J. Watt come up to me, and, you know, J.J. and Cush were like, hey, why don't you do a speech today? And I was all about it. I felt like it was a good... It was a good moment for me to kind of let my feelings be felt in terms of what we wanted out of this game and the emotion for me that was in this game. And I think, you know, I think it helped rally the troops a little bit. And you know, the whole complimentary football, that J.J. coming out, you know, our first play gets tipped in the second half, and, you know, they end up picking it off, and then J.J. going for 80. And I just thought back to that moment before the game, you know, where he said, you know, go ahead and talk, and I said what I had to say, and, you know, I felt like it was a pretty cool moment when he did that.
How did your speech compare to, you know, Cushing?
You're going to have to ask somebody else. I don't even know what I said, to be honest.
You mentioned J.J.'s play. What was going through your head while you were watching it, if you were able to watch it?
I didn't pick it up until the crowd started going. I looked up, and I thought for sure he was going to get caught, you know. But we got a nice little block, whoever it was, on EJ, and JJ went for 80, and that was, I mean, what a great great part of the game for us for that to happen.
Some players will kind of play down playing their old team, but it was obvious today was important to you.
Yeah, it was really important to me, and, you know, it's part of it was just because I spent 4 years of my life there raising my family, and, you know, Buffalo means a lot to me. Just, you know, not only as a player and my interaction with the fans, but as a family guy and a member of the community and all that. So it was important for me to go out there today. And, you know, I was maybe as nervous as anybody at the very end of the game, you know, knowing that our defense was going to stop them. But, you know, that's when I really found out how much this game meant to me in those final 2 minutes there watching that drive. Yeah, I mean it's emotional, and, you know, it's great to see all my former teammates after the game and talk to them, and, you know, they're obviously not happy with losing. Just like if we lost, I wouldn't be happy, but you know, it's nice to be able to talk with them and, you know, wish each other luck and all that, but it means a lot to me to win that game. Yeah, we've got to be more consistent on offense. You know, we struggled to get things going today for a lot of different reasons, and we'll get back and look at it. But, you know, it starts with me and just consistent play, consistent and efficient. And that's what that's what I talk about and stress all the time. And, you know, this offense is going to go as I go in terms of getting guys in the right plays, whether it's the right run or the right pass play, delivering the ball to our, you know, great receivers on the outside and working our tight ends and backs into the passing game. And, you know, we'll go back and look at it. But, you know, it just – we did enough today, but it wasn't a good performance by the offense, you know, and we've got to continue to get better.
But you've been in games where there have been big numbers offensively, the stats were there, and you didn't get the victory. That says something about this team.
Yeah, the only thing that mattered here was getting a win. You know, and you save all the other stuff for Monday. You know, Monday we're going to come in, we'll look at it as an offense and try to get better and learn from it. But, you know, right now, the next 12 hours or whatever it's going to be, I'm going to be excited and celebrating.
Hey, Ryan, what you saw from the game today, you said that things have to change and get better. What if not, just for now,
you can't change? I think the easiest thing that's got to change and get better is just me being a better player. More efficient, you know, making the right decision every time, whether it's throwing the ball away or getting us into a run or getting us into a pass, whatever it is. I think a lot of that falls on my shoulders. And, you know, for me, that's why I'm really excited going forward here, because I know that I'm going to put the work in, I'm going to get better as a player. And I think you'll see that just kind of as, you know, as I make better decisions. And it's not necessarily throws, it's just plays in general, getting us in the right play. As I make the right decisions, we're going to become a better offense.
Good job on hanging in there, but the slow first half,
Yeah, it was definitely frustrating today, you know, and not getting anything going until the very end there. But yeah, when you can't get first downs, you know, we had a couple third downs, we just couldn't stay on the field. And so when you can't stay on the field, it's hard to go up tempo. It's hard to get into a rhythm. All that stuff, it makes it a little more difficult. And so, you know, I think it starts with, you know, being better on first and second down, getting into third and manageable and converting when we have it, you know, because we did have a couple third and shorts there that we didn't get as well.
Have you had a running back before that you could split out, like you had to split down area where he's basically a wide receiver?
Yeah, you saw two of them in the game on the other sideline in terms of guys that were pretty special in the pass game. But Arian's tool set and what he can do is very, very special. And, you know, on a day where I don't know how many carries he had, but maybe didn't have a ton of carries, he was great for us in the pass game. And being able to get some of those one-on-one matchups with him where you know he's going to win it every time.
Coach likes to focus on that one game season, but when you look back at this first four, how do you analyze the team you positioned thus far?
Well, I think, you know, 3-1 in the first four, you know, you sit there and you look at every single game and there's a lot of things we can do better. But now we're putting the 3-1 behind us and moving forward. And I just think, you know, Coach O'Brien stresses it all the time, but it's, you know, we're not, he's not when he comes in on Monday happy and satisfied with what's going on. He's looking for how we can get better. And so, you know, we'll attack that tomorrow and just continue to get better.